Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Cornell.
And I'm Banny.
All right, this episode we're going to hit up some beers from a new to BC brewery. They're from Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
They are from the Niagara Escarpment.
Nothing like the scarp.
Exactly. They're from Beamsville, Ontario, and they are Bench Brewing Company. So they're going to be launching in BC pretty soon. They first came to BC with the Farmhouse Fest, and I guess the reception was good because now they're launching their beers here.
Yeah, so are they coming to, like, liquor stores, or are they opening a tasting room here?
Liquor stores.
Perfect. Cool.
So awesome. They've sent us three beers. They sent us the Jordan Harbor Belgian Pale Ale, the Short Hills East Coast IPA, and then their Rose Wild Wood. It's a barrel fermented golden sour ale on 20 Valley Pinot Noir and strawberries.
All right,
well, we're going to start with the Jordan Harbor Belgian Pale Ale, and it's 5.2% alcohol, and you brought something up on the internet, didn't you? Why don't you read a little bit about the beer?
So the Jordan Harbor Pale Ale is named after this guy, Jordan.
And his harbor, maybe?
Is he from a harbor?
No. Jordan invented grapes mixed with tomatoes.
Is this a real thing? Or are you making it up?
I'm making it all up because I initially thought a Jordan Harbor Pale Ale would be named after a guy named Jordan Harbor. But it turns out Jordan Harbor is a place on the south shore of Lake Ontario in the beautiful 20 Valley.
Ooh.
Just one of them, but it's called 20.
Why is it taking you so long to get to the point?
I don't know. I hate myself at this point. It's a Belgian Pale Ale, though. And it's 5.4% with a Canadian two-row Munich wheat malt, 25 IPU. It's hopped with Saaz. I can never say it. Saaz,
I think.
Saaz and Cascade, which is a bit interesting, right? Because it's a Belgian Pale Ale and you're using a Czech Saaz, which is usually used in a Pilsner.
Yeah.
And a Cascade, which is a local sort of bittering hop or an IPA hop. It's used for a lot of things. So that's a weird hop assortment.
Mm-hmm. And it says it's IBU of 25.
Mm-hmm. And then also Canadian two-row, Munich, and wheat malt. And this is a Belgian pale ale. So I don't see anything Belgian necessarily in the ingredients except for the yeast.
Yeast, yeah.
But I'm excited to give it a go.
And it says this Belgian-style pale ale has delicate aromas of grapefruit and spice with a dry, slightly bitter finish.
All right. Jordan Harbor made this beer. Straight from the scarp, Jordan Harbor. It's a Belgian color, that's for sure.
What is the color of Belgium?
This is the color of Belgium. It's the color of perfectly oven roasted waffles.
The color of amber.
How do you make waffles?
Waffle maker.
Yeah, but what do you call it? Is it a roast? You don't roast.
Waffle maker.
Go to IHOP.
Yeah, but do you grill a waffle?
No. You put it in a waffle maker and
but like what is that?
Okay, we're gonna get back to the beer here. It doesn't taste like waffles.
Yeah, no, it's got a like a sort of a orange cloudy color, white head.
Yeah, translucent.
Definitely got some Belgian notes on the nose. It's got that sort of the Belgian yeast thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean you could like go ahead. There's so many different sort of regions involved. It tastes Belgian, but it's like a different take on it.
You got to start with the nose, man. Come on now.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's got.
I like it.
It's got sort of that citrusy thing going on. Citrus pith, grapefruit. Bit grainy.
I like that. I mean, I tend to like Belgian pale ales. I don't drink them as much as I used to. But you sort of get that sweet candied malt.
Yeah.
And that's always nice, especially like coming into Vancouver winter where it's going to rain a lot.
And it has begun.
Yeah. And it's not so cold that you're like, I need a big stout, but you're like, oh, I might like, a full flavored pale ale.
Yeah, for sure. And it tastes like a Belgian pale ale. It's got the sort of the candied notes that you get from the Belgians. It's got nice citrus notes, sort of the grapefruit pith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bitterness is pretty low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not which bitter, works really well, though, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's really easy drinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I concur.
You concur?
I have nothing else to add. The color of waffles.
The color. It's the color of waffles.
The color of waffles.
If you say so. It's not really, but.
Jordan Harbor, in the you small town. You make a
good beer, Jordan.
Of Genk, would sit around at the town square creating waffles and selling them with his beer.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it would taste really good with waffles, yeah. If that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, oh my god, that would be.
Why didn't you bring waffles?
Waffles and beer.
We're the worst guests ever. Didn't bring waffles.
Jordan, if you're listening, you can take all these ideas.
There's no one named Jordan.
Yeah, there's probably. Tons of people named Jordan.
Bench Brewing's going to get all of this, like,
they're going to be really mail. Upset they sent us beer.
I would like to talk to Jordan, your head brewer, about his Belgian beer.
All these people. It'll just be me.
Yeah, it's a very good beer. This is a beer that you could drink fast.
Well, it's cool. And I'm assuming this is from their sort of... I took a look at their website, and I'm thinking this is one of their more regular beers that they're putting out.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of local Belgian pale ales out there. Like, I'm having trouble. I mean, Daggerad right makes now, one think, yeah. seasonally, I think, but I can't even think of what it's called. But outside of that, I mean, it's kind of a nice option to have. Does Bose do one?
I'm not even sure. They might.
No, a few breweries just kind of do, like, one-offs. That's, yeah. But they don't really have, like, a core...
But it's a really delicious option, and actually, the more I think about it, even in the summertime, this would be a really nice change-up with all, you know, if you're drinking IPAs or something, it'd be a real nice change-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, too. Your little joke about Jordan being the head brewer, it's actually Sarah.
Hell yeah, it is.
So it could be Jordan with a Y.
It's not, though. No, and actually, it's she Sarah. Originally came from the Okanagan, I think. I heard Kelowna, but I could be wrong. So nice. She's got some ties back to BC too, which is pretty cool.
Sweet.
Love that. That's cool.
Crafted in the Scarp.
In the Scarp, yeah. All right. Well, we can move on to the next one then.
Yes.
We got the Short Hills East Coast IPA at 6.5% alcohol and it's 40 IBU. Did you pull up anything on the website about this beer?
Yeah. It's named after old man Shorty Hills. Jesus. It's not. I'm not going to go any further with this joke. I did. It's
probably not funny anyway.
How upsetting would it be if it was named after a guy? No. Oh, it's named after the easterly region of the Twente Valley, known for its small but steep hills. Originally granted to the United Empire Loyalists after the Revolutionary War, it was farmed by the Mennonite settlers who cleared the land for agriculture in the early 1800s. This hazy IPA boasts juicy aromas of tropical fruit with a soft, round body and light bitterness. It's using a Vermont yeast, Canadian two-row, oats, wheat, malt, and carafoam. Hops are Azaka, Amarillo, and Citra. That's a great trilogy of hops for Nipa.
Yes, it is.
You should try it with buffalo wings, Indian curry, or Mexican food. Oh. I'd try it with any of those foods.
Carnell, why didn't you bring any of that?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm just... Jeez.
Where's my goddamn waffles and Indian food?
Honestly, though, think about putting some... You get a waffle, and then you put some buttered chicken on it. That wouldn't be horrible at all. That'd be pretty good.
That sounds awful. I'm just going to drink the beer that you...
The waffle is an underutilized method of transporting food to your mouth.
That is true.
Oh, look at the color on that.
That's a beauty.
It's, well done.
I've been outspoken about how every time I open up a new Northeast IPA, you sort of brace for the clear ones, right?
Yes.
And it's really nice to crack open one and just be like, oh yeah, that's opaque. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
That looks right.
This is a good color.
Yeah, it's definitely got that.
Yeah,
like orange juice color. Yeah. It looks like orange juice with a white head.
Like pale yellow, so more like a Sunny D kind of color.
And the puppy runs
it's
in.
It's not like, yeah. It's not left. Like real orange juice color. It's like fake orange juice color. What is
it's Sunny D.
If people hear some pitter-pattering around, there is a puppy tearing around the... apartment right now at the same time.
She wants all the listeners to know how quick she is.
Mm-hmm. It's this beer smells like sort of tropical and orange juice. Like it's a fruit punch of beers.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like stone fruit, but not like the plums and like nectarines. Like more like, and maybe stone fruit's not the right way, but like mango, you know, because it has a big seed in the middle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's more tropical. Yeah, mango.
It's definitely tropical. But there's something when you taste it.
Oh, wow. That's like guava.
Yeah, it's definitely like guava juice. Yeah. But it's still got some orange or
tangerine.
Tangerine. There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. It's that's not exactly what I was expecting at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's totally a different flavor profile than I've had in most Nipahs. Like, because most Nipahs I find are, yeah, like that citrus, tropical stone fruit, and sometimes a
straight pineapple and orange juice. Yeah, basically.
Exactly. And this is like that guava's, I don't know, it tastes wider, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a really full flavor.
I do get that. It's definitely wider.
She a wide boy.
It's delicious. This is fantastic, Casey.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
And if I pick my favorite genre, I don't know if you know this about me.
Your favorite genre of beer
is a hazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This one's also...
Not many people know that about me, though.
No, so of course not.
It's exclusive to Pacific Beer Chat.
Yeah.
It's my favorite type of beer.
Pacific Beer Chat exclusive. That's delicious.
Mm, yeah. It's really good.
There's no... we got BC Beer Awards coming up, but there's no, like... What's it called? Like, interprovincial award or anything, is there?
The Canadian Brew Awards.
Okay. But there's nothing... it'd be cool if they did that. Anyways.
Yeah, it would be.
That's a total aside from this. I was...
But yeah, no, I totally agree with you when you said earlier, it can be like Russian roulette when you open up a New England or a Northeast style IPA.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll still be tasty and stuff, but you look at them and go, that's not a New England IPA. Like,
oh, yeah. There's always that like vague disappointment, you know?
Yeah.
And I find, it's getting so much better than it was. But yet, you know, you come out of Legacy with like four cans of something different and, you know, you hit one is great. One is, you know... All right, and then often two are some level of translucent to transparent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's just a little bit.
Yeah, you know your breweries that are going to make it hazy, and then there's some that, you know,
and I mean, not so it's much. Sitting on the shelf or the wrong can you just happen to pick up, you can lose out.
Yeah, but then, you know, sometimes you've got to take a chance on something you've never seen before because you get this, right?
Exactly. No, or, I'd be happy to pick this up anytime. Yeah.
Or
it's so
just
good.
Listen to the podcast and have us tell you what to drink.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, if people trust Carnell's opinion, then I guess so.
No. I think I'm the only person doing craft beer content who only gets readers that read me for, like, hate reading. You know when you hate reading, watch a TV show? And, like, you watch it because you hate the people in it so much. I'm pretty sure anybody follows my stuff. That's their reasoning. Like, they just love to hate everything I do.
It's possible.
Do you want us to compliment you? Or
No, such is life.
Yeah, you're totally right.
You know, the more I drink this, I'm getting more pineapple, actually, in the flavor now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't had too many New England IPAs coming out of Ontario myself, but...
Sorry. Melon.
There's some melon, too,
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting the guava. Like, that's, like, the kind of the overpowering one.
Oh, definitely. That's the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good point. The Ontario... Or, I mean, I don't know if it's just us that we don't see it, but I feel like... I don't know. Maybe there's... It hasn't caught on to the extent it has in Vancouver.
Oh, no. It's just as big there. Just... They don't travel.
They don't travel.
No, it's huge over there.
Mm.
I'm trying to think, there's one of the breweries that does a whole series of milkshake IPAs.
Yeah, Bellwoods.
Bellwoods, there you go, yeah. But you have to basically go to the brewery to get them.
Yeah.
Oh, and is it ever good?
It's good. So yeah, no, they totally get it there. Same with Montreal and everything. It's all the big cities are starting to get it now.
Mm-hmm. What about Edmonton?
I don't know if any of the breweries there are really killing it, because I haven't been there in a while.
We're considering going to Edmonton. So.
Nice. Well, there's definitely good beer there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just going to go for the culture.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
They want to cut that part, Cam.
Sorry, Edmonton.
I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
Nice. This is a cool beer, though.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It's... Honestly, this is a really well done Northeast IPA.
It's really totally different, but like it totally fits the style too.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of nice and refreshing to have something that tastes a little bit different because, you know, you're getting these hazies out and they're all like, you can get a really good one, but they all kind of taste pretty similar.
But I also sort of like cringe at that too, because I think if you tried six West Coast IPAs or six lagers or six pale ales or six stouts, oatmeal stouts next to each other, you'd be like, oh yeah, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
And that's what people are like, well, there's no difference between them. And it's like, well, there's not a huge difference, but you know, they are a specific style. Or,
yeah.
And of course, you know, they're intended to be somewhat similar to each other. And I don't know. Who cares?
As long as you enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, I enjoy this one. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Well done, Bench. And mm-hmm. Jordan Harbor.
No, this one was made by Shorty Hills.
Sarah
Hills.
Sarah Harbor.
Oh, wow.
I thought...
She seems cool.
All right, so the next one we're going to do is the Rose Wildwood. This one is the barrel fermented golden sour ale on 20 Valley Pinot Noir and strawberries, 6% alcohol. And it says Rose Wildwood is a golden sour ale aged in oak fooder and re-fermented in 20 Valley Pinot Noir wine, grapes, and strawberries. With bright aromas of strawberry and grape, this beer displays a tangy acidity and Brettanomyces character that will continue to develop with time. And it's a 10 IBU.
Nice. This sounds right up your alley, Carnell.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, it was interesting because I was reading up on these guys a little bit because I was vaguely aware of them. But it sounds like they explain themselves as a brewery in wine country. And I know on Southern Ontario has a really great sort of wine country. I don't know anything about it beyond.
It's great.
They do well. But it's...
You can smell the strawberries.
It's sort of cool the innovations, or to imagine the innovations that would happen when you're a brewery set in wine country. And it sounds like, you know, this beer is sort of the product of that, being surrounded by those wine barrels and those flavors of wine.
I mean, you see similar things happening in the Okanagan region too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of cool wine-inspired stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. My pick for the next hot beer is rosé beer.
I've had some rosé beers.
Yeah, I think it's like, but like, I think that's going to be
Guns
the next.
And Rosé.
Guns and Rosé. Yeah.
I have that one.
We need to try harder with our naming conventions.
This one looks great.
Kind of a mostly bobby. Clear, but a little bit hazy yellow white head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely smells strawberry.
God, what's with the giggling back there?
The dog is just so cute.
All right. Yeah, tons and tons of strawberry. A little bit of oak. Barely getting any grape on the aroma. Strawberry kind of takes everything over.
Puppies and beer.
That's delicious.
Yeah, it's got the acidity there, but it's... And a little bit of oak, and you get the grape actually on the flavor a little more than the aroma, but it's definitely strawberry forward without being super sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not super sweet. It's definitely very balanced.
Yeah, this is the kind of sour beer that I really like. I mean, I do like things like Cascade Barrel House, where it just punches you in the face with sour too, but you only want a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily drink this whole bottle because it's just so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of reminiscent... Like, of strawberry, too. I don't know about everybody else, but when I bite into a strawberry, I get that sort of hint of acidic-ness. This is sort of balanced in that same way. Like, I think that's why people love strawberries, because that's sweet and almost, but not quite, or, like, acidic-ness. And this, like you say, that makes for a great beer. Like, it's sour, it's tart.
Yeah.
It does have that little bit of sweetness in the strawberry, but
it's not at all too... cloying.
Yeah, it's not cloying at all. Yeah, it doesn't taste like candy or...
No.
Like, it's not a sickeningly sweet dessert.
No, it tastes real, like real strawberry. Yeah. Yeah, and it's not so sour that you don't get all those other flavors. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful beer, Rosé Wildwood.
I think this beer will fly off the shelves here.
Yeah.
So 100%. This is coming in. So the beers I'm assuming that we're drinking are all coming in.
Yes.
we should be able to see them soon.
Are these going to be kind of like the first ones that come in?
Yeah, and actually the first beers they were going to send us, there was a bit of a switch up of what was coming, and these are the ones that are now going to be coming first.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, this is a really good selection. I feel like this will showcase the brewery really well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Get people really excited about it.
And it's important, you know, to have some more standard beers like a New England IPA, a pale ale, but then also to have something a little more special. Because some people try to launch their brewery in a new territory, new province, new state, whatever.
Yeah.
And all they do is send in, like, their standard standard pale, and they send in this, and don't bring in any of the ones that are, like, the hype beers that they make. Mm-hmm. I think that's a mistake. Because you want people to drink your regular beers, but you also want to build some hype, and you're not going to do that just sending standard beers. And these aren't even, like, standard beers. Like, this isn't just your, like, standard pale ale and your standard IPA that everyone tried to do back in the day.
Yeah, no, they're really well done, but I think it appeals to both people who are, like, kind of just, you know, entering into the craft beer world, or will just, you know, they like kind of more simple beers, but then also beer gigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really like nice... Like Carnell. Yeah. No, it's a really nice... It must be so difficult if you are looking to, you know, import, export some of your beer, send, distribute it a little further afield. Because like you say, what are you going to send? Are you going to send your best, most expensive stuff? Or are you going to send, not actually your boring stuff, but your bread and butter beers?
Yeah.
And just hope people get excited for it. Because if you're distributing to a bunch of different areas, you probably don't have much of a budget. But at the same time, you know, your hype beers are usually the ones that are a little more expensive. And if you're sending them further afield, it's going to make them even more expensive. So it's really cool that Bench has sort of, you know, they run the gamut between, you know, a Belgian pale ale, which is a little more interesting than a pale ale. The Northeast IPA, or sorry, the East Coast IPA, which is a Northeast IPA.
Yeah. New England, Northeast, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And IPA. This, like, really beautiful golden sour fooder beer.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of these beers, fooder beers, golden sours, you put in your cellar or whatever. But I think this one's, like, I can't imagine it getting better with age. Like,
no, this is already really, really tasty.
Buy and drink if that's what you're into. But yeah, it's cool. It's a nice little taste of what they have to offer. And I've enjoyed everything so far.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's a really successful launch and they keep sending lots of other beers.
Yeah.
I want to try more from them. Yeah. They had some really good stuff at Farmhouse, and I'm sure all their beers are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is a good selection to get them started.
Yeah,
that's
true. Probably pick up any of these in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still trying to actually set up a little talk with Sarah, the head brewer. It didn't work for this episode. I've still got some bottles, or a bottle and some cans of these beers that we'll hold on to, and hopefully we can get online with her and talk through the beers a little bit on their side. But
yeah, it'd be nice to hear what she has to say.
Yeah, but
not just
might as well just might as well get this recorded and let people know what's coming, and then hopefully we can get some more information for them at a later date.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I'd have to say that I think my favorite is the Rose Wildwood, but no surprise, that's a little step up from just a standard New England or just a standard Belgian pale ale. Like, there's a little more work going into this beer. It's the age, the adjuncts, the flavors. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Bands?
I'm going to agree with Mike. Rose Wildwood.
Rose all day.
Rose holiday. It's wild, but the Northeast IPA is a very close second.
Yeah,
it was a really, really well done hazy IPA.
Yeah, I think I'm actually gonna have to go. As much as I like this, the one I think I would reach for if I next time I'm in the liquor store and I see it is going to be the Short Hills East Coast IPA in the yellowy orange can, because that I love that flavor.
Yeah,
it's so guava, different. And it's such a nice change up. And you know what? The other thing is I should mention is so many of the IPAs, Northeast IPAs that are around right now, we buy them fresh, and that's great. And then they suffer really badly from that hop burn because they can often benefit from just a week or two of chilling out. But you don't catch a hint of hop burn.
Not at all. No.
It's just like another world apart. It's completely different yet the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice change up.
All right. I think that's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed this episode, think about supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. You can help us upgrade equipment, make the show better. There's things like you can get stickers or shirts for supporting us. And shout out to our supporters, Indie Beer Show, Liz from Hop Bauer, and Steve. Cheers.
Yeah. We should come up with them.
Also, if you support the Patreon, you have the power to kick Carnell off.
Not really, but that's awesome.
I was going to offer children's birthday presentations.
No.
No.
No. I'll offer free health advice.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.